KLW will be carrying the impeachment hearings live tomorrow morning and Friday morning, beginning at 7 o'clock in the morning. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the community listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the cafeterias: the pepperoni or cheese pizza, the barbacoa fajita bowl, the veggie chef salad, the turkey and cheddar sandwich, the cherry tomato and cucumber cup, and the baby carrots. That is what's for lunch in many of San Francisco's school cafeterias. We thought you'd like to know. More BBC News later this hour with Top Line at 8:42, and we have an hour of news from the BBC World Service coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. The head of BART is apologizing to an African-American writer who was detained and cited by police for eating a breakfast sandwich on the train platform. Bay Area Rapid Transit General Manager Bob Powers said in a statement yesterday he's disappointed by the November 4th encounter that led to writer Steve Foster to be taken away in handcuffs. In a 15-minute video taken by Foster's girlfriend, a BART officer tells Foster that eating isn't allowed in the paid areas of the transit system. The unnamed officer is seen holding onto Foster's backpack because Foster won't give his name to police. The officer tells Foster he isn't free to leave until he cooperates. BART doesn't allow food in paid areas. Officials say they are investigating. Another hard-to-read story. Police here in the city are investigating the death of an infant whose body was found at a golf course. The San Francisco Police Department were dispatched Saturday afternoon to the Lincoln Park Golf Course, where they found the infant. The baby was declared dead at the scene. Officials say the mother may need medical help and are asking the public for information. They released no other details. The golf park is near the Legion of Honor Museum in the city's northwest corner. Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco. Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Tuesday, the 12th of November, 2019. It is the 316th day of the year, 49 days until the end of the year, 39 days until winter begins, 112 days until primaries, and 357 days until presidential elections. The sun rose this morning at 6:47. The sun sets at 5 o'clock. We have 10 hours and 13 minutes of daylight. Only high tide of the day will be at 10:41 this morning. Final low tide at the Golden Gate rolls in at 5:14 this evening. It's a full moon as of 5:34 this morning. It's a full beaver moon for both the colonists and local tribes. It was a time to set beaver traps before the swamps froze to ensure a supply of warm winter furs. This moon has also been called the Frost Moon. It's also Chicken Soup for the Soul Day, Elizabeth Cady Stanton Day, Fancy Rat and Mouse Day, Happy Hour Day, National French Dip Day, National Pizza with the Works Except Anchovies Day, National Young Readers Day. It's also the birth of Sun Yat-sen, as well as Doctor's Day and Cultural Renaissance Day in Taiwan. Constitution Day in Azerbaijan, Father's Day and National Health Day in Indonesia, National Youth Day in East Timor, and World Pneumonia Day. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share this special day with Sor Juana Inés de la Cruz, with Alexander Borodin, Auguste Rodin, Roland Barthes, Joe Stafford, Jackie Washington, Grace Kelly, Booker T. Jones, Neil Young, Baba Mal, Nadia Comaneci, Naomi Wolf, Vic Chestnut, Sammy Sosa, Ryan Gosling, and Anne Hathaway. On this day in history, in 1936, the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge opens for traffic. And in 1958, a team of rock climbers led by Warren Harding, not the president, completes the first ascent of the nose on El Capitan in Yosemite Valley. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to Kevin at KLW.org. Cross Currents Morning Report is next. It is 8:52.